It doesn't make sense, but if God is going to raise up a man or a woman, but a man in this case, because it's me, I'm a man, he wants us to plumb the depths of anguish, human suffering, struggle, not reaching things that we want to reach for. I went through that before I married Sharon. I just couldn't find the right girl. I was so frustrated. I was actually depressed at 25 years old. I was trying. Things weren't working out. It was just weird. And then God brings not only Sharon, but then two other women all of a sudden, you know, our potentials. And it was just like this weirdness. But I trusted the instinct of going with my family to make the final decision, like, oh, I'm gonna go after Sharon. And then all the work stuff, you know, success, but then bad treatment, then financial struggles, then moving to Texas, getting screwed, like, but success at the same time. Like, so I've plumbed the depths of frustration and setback. But what does that do for a man? Especially if God is going to raise him up. He knows the soul, his soul. He knows the struggle of man. He knows how thoughts come in. He knows how Satan attacks. He knows the lies to his own self. It is through the struggle that we learn ourselves. If everything went great and you fly on up through the ranks, as it were, you're no value to the world, because the world is struggling. People struggle. People are set back. There's homeless people everywhere, hungry people everywhere, poor people everywhere, sick people everywhere, mentally ill people everywhere. And when you, as a leader, are being trained by God, that's why Jesus came to serve, to be a servant, to build things, to make things, to design things, to go where the nobody went, to where the demons hang out with the demoniac and then the lepers. Nobody was allowed to go by the lepers because they were then unclean, ceremonially unclean. But he went to the lepers. He listened to the beggars, the boy with the man with the withered hand, the boy that was thrown into the fire. All the things that people avoid, he went directly for. The demons attacking the people, casting them out, sending them wherever. And then he went finally to the cross. He experienced every emotion of rejection, betrayal, physical abuse, emotional abuse, weather, the hot sun, middle of the day. But the worst of it was when he felt the turning away of his father, who they were in perfect love eternally. And for a brief moment, when he gave up his spirit, right before all of that happened, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we can listen to that phrase, stare at that phrase. It's in Psalm 22. David said it. David was treated horrible for 17 years, treated like a villain, a criminal, when he was God's anointed to sit on a throne in Jerusalem and to design the beautiful temple that God was going to reside in after Solomon built it. It's a $1 trillion gold-plated temple built with perfection, God's design and his presence. And they're going to want to build that again because it was so beautiful. But Jesus was rejected by the system, by his religious people he trained in Torah, like, but they destroyed it. They cut it up in pieces. Made it a man-centered document. They did not make it a God, Yahweh-centered document. They misinterpreted Torah and the heart and the struggles of the human heart and the tendency for temptation and falling for it and going into idolatry and sensuality and all the stuff that Israel did. Forsaken, rejected, felt like despised. That was what Jesus did to become king of all things on the earth. That's why the earth is so critical. When we tell people, oh, I want to go to heaven when I die. No, you're going to heaven if you die before Jesus returns to come back and reign with him. It's about where you're at today. If you're alive, you're on this earth. This earth, this dirt belongs to Jesus Christ. And so we have to bear our cross here to become kings and queens of the earth with Christ in our physical bodies. We have to go through the emotional stuff. We have to be a servant. We have to serve others by letting them go in front of us and watching them be successful before we're successful. This is all stuff I've lived. So what does that do in the end result as an older person? It makes you sober. It makes you thankful at the core of you. You're obviously operating in a sense of God is my strength. God is my empowerment. God is the reason I'm here. There's no Jonathan really involved because I can't do this. God did it, but he gives me strength to do his will in my body. He gives me direction. He gives me ideas. He gives me things to look at and work on, but it's work. It's all work, but it's good. Work is good. God created everything and he said it was good. It was all work, beautiful work. And he wants us to be like him, to build beautiful things. But we have to be trained in the valley. We have to be trained in the depths. There we learn the real condition of man and our soul.